Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host today, Kara Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have every seat and microphone in the house full. Please welcome to today's segment, Surya Gaylord, owner and project management consultant with Orchestrating Your Success, which is also known as OIS LLC. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to have you.
I am really excited to be on your show today.
Very excited to have you. And you were a wise businesswoman. And when we said, hey, think about some people that you can bring with you to the studio to really talk project management at a high level and a fun level, you took that to heart and you invited some powerhouses, didn't you?
I certainly did. And they all know about project management.
I'm glad. So this will be a fun conversation. Please help welcome to the studio Renee Lamb, job exit strategist with Renee M. Lamb, LLC. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you. How far did you have to travel in the valley to get here? Are you far?
20 minutes.
Oh, not bad. Where, what part of the valley?
South Mountain.
Oh, hey, we're neighbors.
Are we?
I'm right on I-10 and Ray Road.
Oh, okay.
Right behind AJ's and McCoon's mm-hmm. Island, that little area there. So I'm on the other side of the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can get some tacos.
Yes. Not far. I love that area. And I didn't think to ask you, Surya, which area of the valley are you in?
I'm actually in Tempe, right off of Guadalupe and Rural Road. So I'm not far, I'm like 5 minutes away from here.
Oh, very nice. That's a great area.
Yes, it is.
I'm an East Valley girl, have been since 79. So, oh, and Megan's nodding her head. So let me introduce Megan Good, founder of Geeked Out Media. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Karen. I'm super excited to be here.
We're happy to have you. And where in the valley are you? Are you East Valley as well?
I'm East Valley. I'm in Mesa, downtown Mesa, girl.
Yeah, we've got the whole East Valley taken care of here. And last but not least, and of course, I saved my pal for last, Lisa Herrick, CEO and founder of the RFP Success Company. Welcome back to the studio, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here again.
Yeah, but new studio. We mentioned that the last time you were with us, we were in the Wells Fargo building on the Regis floor. Just about a mile and a half away. And I was grabbing Lisa water before we came on, and she's telling the gal, she's like, oh, it's so much bigger.
It is. Gorgeous studio.
It is, isn't it? It's that other place, no offense to Regis or the Wells Fargo building, but it was all I could afford at the time, and it was a closet.
It was a starter space.
It was That's a starter okay. space. I am like so that. Grateful, though, for Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism because they are my location sponsors, and they do it right, don't they?
They really do.
Took great care of me.
Yeah.
So, great. Now that we have the introductions out of the way, I would love to start, before we really kind of get into this meaty conversation around project management and what it means for your industries and really business owners overall, let's have each of you just introduce yourself more formally and not only, you know, the name of your company, but the clients that you serve and what's the, you know, the greatest thing about working with you. And if you don't mind, I'm thinking we ought to end with Surya because she's the one who's brought us together and she is the bum, 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 project management queen, I think, at least in the room. So Lisa, since you're more comfortable with this side by side with me, why don't you kick it off? Who are you and who do you serve?
Well, I'm Lisa Herrick, founder and CEO of the RFP Success Company. And we are all about helping companies that get a lot of their business via RFPs, requests for proposals. We're there to help make them better. Do better, win more is our mantra. How can they win more proposals, get better at what they do? And there's a lot of project management involved with responding to RFPs. So we know our project management for sure.
You have to be on your dime with that.
Got to be on your dime. Yeah. Crazy.
And your company is national. It's not just specific to the Metro Phoenix area.
That is true. Yes, we are national, U.S. national. So anywhere you are, if you are struggling at all or if you just want to get better, I just had a client earlier this year, 70% win rate, which is huge. And they brought us in to do some ninja training to take them up even higher there.
70% on winning their RFPs. What would you say is average?
20-30%.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, 70%.
And had they used you previously?
No.
So they were already doing well.
They know their stuff. They're doing really well. But they were like, hey, we need an outsider to come in and be a little bit more objective, help train us, help us look at things that we haven't seen before and kind of give us some ninja tricks to take it over the top.
That's great.
And so we help No matter where you're at in the process, we'll help you.
Very good. Renee, yeah. How about you? Tell us about you, your business, who you serve, and what's so great about working with you.
I'm a job exit strategist, so that should tell you exactly what the bottom line is for me. But I help professionals to start, launch, and grow their business so they can exit their job. And so what I like to say is the tagline is stop investing your brilliance into someone else's bottom line.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
And so that brings it home, right? And that's really what I try to help employees to do is to stop putting all your eggs in one basket and thinking that you're going to get something in return, like your ROI is going to be the same as what you put in. And that is not what happened. Like, you're not going to get out when you retire, or when you need to get your kid to go to college, or when you need your parents, you know, are sick and they need to come in. You're not going to be able to do all of that
right
with the investment you put in to someone's job. And so I help them to start their own business. So now they can put their effort, their brilliance, their intellectual asset into their own bottom line.
It's so much easier these days with the internet available.
Exactly.
And not having to have a brick and mortar business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet at the same time, there has to be some finesse and planning and really strategy behind that, right?
Exactly. And which is why I say I'm not a coach. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have time to help you figure out why you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a strategist. Please follow the plan. Like, I have it laid out. I need you to follow it. We'll figure out later why you're feeling the way you're feeling, right? You just need to follow. And that's project management. That's one of the things we sort of like. We plan it. We need you to follow the plan. The problem comes when you don't follow the plan. That's when the problem comes in, right? And so I took my project management experience and laid out a program based upon some of the principles that I know.
Yeah.
So there's a beginning and an end. That's a project. That's the simplest form of a project. And so the end is you're launching your business. Mm-hmm. The beginning is you're an employee and you're thinking about it. So I map out the steps from point A to point B. Here you go.
Wow.
Right there.
Perfect. Also available to work with clients outside of Arizona, or are they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I love you, Arizona people. Love you, love you. But no, because it is an online model, that frees you to not only be national, but international.
Perfect.
The only limitation is me. And until I learn another language, I'm kind of my own limitation. But no, I can work with anyone anywhere because it's the steps of the steps of the steps when it comes to the online model.
Mm-hmm.
The only real difference is how you incorporate. But you should be having a lawyer for that. I'm not a lawyer. You know, I hang out with them. I know them. I'm not one.
Yeah.
So you should get your own lawyer anyway. And I tell you what you need to do there. But everything else is the same. So it doesn't matter where you are. I can still help you.
Yeah.
I wish I'd had you when I was
It's funny that you say that, Lisa, because I was daydreaming about many conversations for you and I as we've grown our businesses over the renditions
and
the ebbs and flows of our mm-hmm. businesses. Because Lisa and I have been just everything under the sun, I think, as we've developed
between
ourselves.
Between the two of us? Oh, yeah.
Right? No, I was going to say something. I will just pass on that. I'll save it for
TMI,
on-air button is off. But you and I, even though we had plans at different times, mm-hmm. I agree with Lisa. We needed a Renee in our life at certain times because sometimes when you're in the trenches mm-hmm. and you're in the weeds and the thick of it, you don't always know where you're going or if the plan that you're working on is effective.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is a different mindset when you're an employee than when you're an entrepreneur.
Oh, sure. Oh.
And so you think yes. you're great in that one special niche you're doing. And then you hand off to the marketing team, to the sales team, to the operations team, to the team. Well, when you're an entrepreneur, the handoff is yourself.
Right. Over and over and over again all day long.
So you need help to understand that shock to your system that you're it.
Yes.
And you got to figure out all these new pieces.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we're already getting into the juicy meat yeah, of the yes. conversation. Megan, how about sharing with us who you are, who yeah. you serve, and a little
Absolutely.
Bit about your business?
Absolutely. So I'm Megan Good, and I'm the founder of Geeked Out Media. Been building websites and doing online marketing for over 16 years. Really got my start in residential and commercial property. I helped build Merchant Square down in Chandler. I loved that and kind of the project process of that, as well as some of the residential neighborhoods down in Queen Creek. So I loved helping those businesses and really up-level, kind of grow and develop. And I've done that pretty much my whole career. And working in the online market is really my favorite part of what I do, is being able to help people work with people from everywhere. So I don't just do local website design. I do it all over. So I've had clients in Poland. I've had clients in California and everywhere in between.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun to help people see themselves at a little bit higher level than they see themselves. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So many, I work with mostly female entrepreneurs. And the thing about that is they undervalue themselves so much. And what they know, they start to get that panic. And when I can help them feel like they're a legitimate business, that's my favorite part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very cool.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
We just get in our own way, don't we?
We do. And we stand, we hold ourselves back so much when we don't take ourselves seriously as a business.
And great that you have this creative eye and this know-how to put that presence and that best foot forward out on the internet.
Yes.
Through a website or digital media, and make sure that, you know, it's speaking to who we are, the truth of who we are.
Absolutely.
And pulls people into standing tall as to who they are as a business owner.
Absolutely. Yeah,
wonderful.
Megan is not telling her super secret.
Oh, are you going to tell
us? Tell us. Come on. Megan has a way to make your website fit your personality.
Oh. Huge.
And so a lot of times you have website people that do what you say, but you don't know what you're talking about. So yeah. Nobody should do what you say, right?
I'll say it for us, Lisa. Megan, we wish we had you.
Wow. Where were you guys eight years ago?
Yeah, we should have done this 8 years ago. Yeah. Saria, you were going to say something about Megan as well.
Megan built my website. That's how I met her. Yeah, love my website. She gives you so much more than what you paid for.
Yes.
Very good quality training at the end.
And would you second what Renee says about her really seeing into your soul and who you are as a business owner and putting that forth?
Yes, because some of the stuff I put out there, I was like, I kind of want this. She's like, well, maybe you want to do it like this. Or maybe you want to say it like this. I was like, oh, okay, that sounds nice. Better. Okay, let's put that on there.
She was nicer to you. I got that. No. I was like, so you mean N-O? Like, really?
Or K-N-O-W, like, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, and the thing for me, like, I just helped somebody wanted to build their own website, and I helped them through that process. I do that as well, kind of group coaching. And that's fine, but if you don't work with somebody who knows the industry, she built her website, and she forgot calls to action. Like, how is someone going to contact you? You don't have a contact form on your website. You don't have anything that leads people to that next step. And so you really got to work with professionals to get that professional look.
I agree. Yes. And here's where I've fallen short. And Lisa and I have had these conversations before. I've gone into hiring who I thought were professionals because they answered all the questions the right way, or at least I thought. I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I've paid tens of thousands of dollars several different times in my now, 13-year career, you know, in business for myself.
Absolutely.
And have come up the other end going, God, I thought you were the expert. Is it that I feel like I know more about how this was supposed to go than you do?
Yeah.
And I think we were talking about it when we were introducing you and your business as well, that I just forgot I was going to say that we have to have someone who knows more about it than we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we
mm-hmm.
have to kind of trust them, right?
Right. Yes. Right.
Even though we might second guess them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting.
And the last thing about that is, you know, I've been on the business owner's side working in other industries for 10 years doing their online marketing. So I know how you need something to actually function right. And we've hired out website designers and developers, paid tens of thousands of dollars, and then I had to redo it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. And that's my biggest pet peeve is when a website developer, designer takes off on the client. And so I've really built my business around that customer service side and never leaving you in the dark, or I'm going to hold your hand the whole way.
I'm pretty sure I can refer like 80,000 people tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, and I remember what I was going to say about Renee, what prompted that thought with both of you is that we have to be able to have someone guide us, right? Because if we're going to start our own business with the folks that you work with, if they're getting ready to leave a job and you're helping them create a strategy and they're opening their own doors, there is so much out there available to us through free classes in person, stuff online, videos, right? There's, it's like me going to Ulta and buying shampoo or or mascara. I don't want a million choices. Exactly. I just want three in three different price ranges. I get overwhelmed. Absolutely. And I don't know how, sometimes, I mean, I can handle mascara and shampoo decisions, kind of.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day and who's tugging at my arm, who's trying to call me. But when it comes to, again, knowing who can guide us, you can hang a shingle and call yourself a business owner, but how many businesses do we know close within the first, 6 months, 2 years, mm-hmm, 3 years, 7 years even, mm-hmm, because they haven't looked at the right aspects of their business to make it last.
But they also haven't realized when you get someone to help you, you're leveraging their expertise and their resources that you would never be able to catch up to, mm-hmm, right? Because you're coming after them. That's just normal. And so people tend to get stuck into money, which they shouldn't. But really what you're getting is their mishaps, their successes, their friendships, their networking base. So money is the least of the worries when you get that, because a great mentor, strategist, coach really never leaves you. You always tend to be in contact with them. So you're always able to go back to them when you're stuck so that they can get you in moving on. Because I need you to be as successful just as much as you want to be successful. Because the more successful you are, the better I look. So I need you to be successful. I want that to happen for you. And they forget that two-way street. Like Megan did my website. I haven't left her. I don't know if she wants to leave me. I don't care. I haven't
Please
asked.
Don't do that here on Business Radio.
Right. But she gave me the space to grow. I mean, I'm pretty techy myself, but I'm still with her in a sense. Like I haven't left her. And so that's kind of how it works. And even with Cirilla, like even though we met for project management and I kind of did something way over here, we still haven't left. Like we still stay in that contact, which I'm happy because I need to sometimes refresh my project management skills and I have to forget and I have to go to her. But we all kind of work together and that's what you're buying into.
I love that. Love it. Welcome to the show. we got off to the races, but I did want to have you introduce yourself last because really, again, this the topic of conversation is around project management, and clearly we're looking to you for some of the guidance in that. So who is orchestrating your success and the clients you serve and what makes you such a great resource for your folks?
Well, thank you. My name is Saria Gaylord. I am a business owner and a certified project manager for Orchestrating Your Success. Now, I haven't always been a project manager. I actually started off in IT. I was like, I'm going to be an IT person and I'm going to be that middleman between, IT and the business group. And that's what I thought I was going to be for the rest of my life. But I came across this class I was taking at University of Phoenix called Project Management. And I was like, wait a minute. My skills more align with project management than IT. So, just kind of going through life and working at different jobs, finally decided, okay, I'm going to be a certified project manager and open up my doors in my business. So I always say, don't let your dreams die. When it's right, your dreams will come back to where it needs to be at that time that it needs to be, right? Because I said I wanted to be a project manager consultant back in 2003. I didn't start my business until 2014. It was at the right time, right, for me to start that business. So, keep going with your dreams. When it's right, it'll come back up again and, you can go off from there. But it's all about project management for me.
So you work, you mainly work with entrepreneurs and small business owners?
I work with small business owners and some startups as well. And what I do is I help them with their business goals, reach it. There's a lot of times where businesses have business goals. You know, they start off at the beginning of the year and they have the strategic plan and they're like, oh, we want to do all this stuff.
And where do I start?
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, it's like, okay, what have you done? Well, pretty much nothing, yeah. Right? Because they don't have that process in place. They don't know how to get started. You know, cost, time, and resources are an issue. And they really don't know how to get from point A to point B in reaching those business goals. So I usually come in, I help them clarify their goals, which is huge, right? Mm-hmm. Because I keep asking those questions. What is it that you really want to do?
Yeah, what's the purpose?
Yeah, and clarifying, like, what is it that you really want
to do?
And
how will you know when you get there, right?
Exactly. So it's all the planning, all the resources. And resources used to be just people. Now it's people and technology, mm-hmm. right? Because you have to have those tools in place to get you where you need to go. And also the timeline as well. You know, how, you know, when am I going to get there? Is it going to take 3 months? Is it going to like 6 months, right, to get to where you need to go. So I help sort of just bring that project management process into their business and help them remove those barriers, right? And a lot of times those barriers is because we don't plan. Planning is the key. We just want to just like, okay, have our goals and then execute. My questions to them is always, what are you executing? Because I don't see a plan nowhere in sight. So where are you executing? So that's how businesses lose money. Yeah. On these projects, this is where they lose the resources that they have, all the, you know, bringing in consultants. Cause, you know, consultants are not cheap, right? The good ones are pretty expensive. And then the time as well. You're losing time. And when you talk about time, you're talking about competition. So your competition is out there, you know, bringing in the new service or bringing out that new product. And here you are trying to figure out how to do this all, right? Mm-hmm. So they're way ahead of you as well. So kind of just help them remove those barriers and then also optimize growth. Because within project management also, there's opportunities that we don't really take advantage of during this project. It's like, man, you know, they need this service or they need this particular product. That I can, you know, serve this our customer. So we take a look at those opportunities as well.
That's great.
So that we can get you to the next level as a business.
You know what's so cool about what you're saying too is that so many people don't think about project management on that scale, right? They think about it as like this big, huge thing for big, huge projects. And I mean, I know you guys can't see us in here, but everybody's nodding their head and they're going to do the same because, you know, when we're dealing with small businesses is they want to go do what they are good at, right? Whatever they want to start their business at. And it's generally not all the planning and all of that, which is why they need somebody like you, Sarita.
Exactly. And they skip the planning. I mean, it's like
always
it come in and be like, where's your project plan? Oh, we don't have one. We just been executing, you know,
but they haven't really been executing.
Exactly. Right. They've been losing money.
Right.
And as small businesses, you know, our time, our cost, our resources, we have limited number of resources and money that we want to spend that particular year. So we can get to the next level next year because, you know, you see yourself growing. And if you're losing money on these different projects, you'll never be able to grow to the next level, right? And the competition is going to just leave you because, you know, competition out there is fierce, mm-hmm. right? So when you're talking about, you know, maybe implement a new system so it could be done faster so they can get more clients. I mean, all that, you know, customer service experience, you know, that you want to provide for your customer, that's all project management. And if you don't have that in your business, a project management process in your business to help you move those business goals to, you know, to completion, you could probably just kind of hang it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Really, because project management touches all industries. So even though, you know, it may be healthcare, it may be manufacturing, it may be all these different industries, it touches all industries
it sure does.
For project management. Yeah.
So I don't know if you're familiar. Joe Puz owns a company called the PMO Squad.
Yes.
And he does his show out of our studio called the Project Management Office Hours. And so every couple of weeks, I get to sit in here and listen to these amazing conversations, mm-hmm. just as we're doing today, talking about project management, mostly in universities, healthcare industries, big manufacturing. A lot of times it's the larger companies. My master's degree is in organizational management. I always like to say that I wasn't smart enough to get an MBA because I can't do the math. The truth is that I'm a people person, but I fell in love with the whole project management piece of my master's degree. And I think that's, again, why Lisa and I like each other so much, because we think alike in that way. As I was driving to the studio this morning, I'm like, I can't wait for this afternoon segment with this group because we can geek out.
Right.
Yeah, I can borrow your term, but we can geek out about project management because it is the way to get clear about your goal, know when you've reached it, benchmark against it, be able to recalibrate when you're off track, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how else do you function if you don't have a plan?
And also, if you want to do businesses with large corporations, they have project managers on their side.
Yeah.
They're using project managers.
Yes.
So you have to know the lingo. You need to understand the process and how they're dealing with project management. And sometimes if it's a, you know, if you're going for a contract for a large corporation and there's a company that has project managers and don't have project managers, they're most likely going to pick the one with the project manager in that company. And that's how fierce it is out there, because corporations are using project managers. They understand the project management methodology. They understand why they need project management, because, again, even though they have a lot of money, they want to save time, they want to save on their resources, and they want to save on their budgets.
Yeah, but don't you find, because I came out of corporate with project management, healthcare industry, and we have project managers, but I find they don't always use us well. I found that this is my experience. Like we know the methodology sometimes. And I'm saying everybody, so don't call in, don't write to us.
Don't write to Karen.
Joe would be like Karen.
But they don't always, because they're so big, it's hard for them to kind of move and change the way they need to. So I find sometimes project management does very well with a smaller company than with the huge industry. Because when I was in, when I worked for United Healthcare, and I was like, this is not a project plan. What is this?
Right.
But, you know, we were project managers, and sometimes they even cut corners. And what I'm telling you from the big people, they pay every time they didn't use us the way we were supposed to be used. They didn't listen to us. They did what they wanted to do. They lost money.
Yep.
Don't be like the big businesses.
Yeah.
Listen to Sorella when she tells you to do X, Y, and Z, because we're saving you money. It is easier to try to catch the problem before you fix the problem. That's more expensive. And that's usually what I think we do as project management. We make sure you set up processes so you can catch things earlier. Yeah. You can pivot when you need to pivot. But how do you change if you don't have a plan in place? What are you changing? You don't even know what to change.
Yeah, and anticipating the changes,
right.
You know, being able to see what's coming up. And for the love of Pete, if somebody gives you a project plan in Word, run the other way.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of different great project management tools.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot, as I get people like, we have a project plan. Here it is in Word. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
When Saria was speaking to, you know, when you're doing a proposal or you're having these conversations with businesses, do you find that too, as you're helping people with their RFPs, that you have to help maybe the smaller business owner learn to speak the language of a bigger government agency or a corporation that they're trying to get in front of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times they don't necessarily, sometimes they do, like they understand project management, but if they don't even understand the methodology behind it, and we just map out a project plan for them and walk them through that. And they're like, oh, we didn't even think about this, or we didn't think about that. And one of the things when you get into much more complex project management is dependencies, which I'll let Saria or somebody else talk more detail about that. But the dependencies are huge when you're getting into these big projects, because let's say you miss a deadline over here. What is that going to affect? Mm-hmm. And if you don't have this all mapped out in a project plan of some sort, you're going to miss requirements, which is huge in RFPs, or you're going to miss the deadline, or you're going to come across that deadline is going to creep up on you much quicker than you expect it to. So that project plan is a no, it's a no-go for me. If somebody won't do a project plan, we won't even work with them.
Yeah. I think one of the problems with project managers in businesses in general is that we don't define, every business define project managers differently.
So true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes you come across project managers are also doing operations. I'm like, well, how did that work? I mean,
it doesn't.
Joe would say it's the accidental project manager.
Right.
It's somebody who did really well at their job. They were a great technician or task person. And then they were, you know, kind of promoted to managing a team. Mm-hmm. So now that all of a sudden they are, you know, a manager with people, and then part of that, they become accidentally in charge of and responsible for projects without, like what you were describing, the skill set. There is a true skill set to project management. There is certification in the methodology, the practice, the tools, the applications. Is it waterfall? Is it agile? I mean, it's just this robust, important aspect of businesses, large to small.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So defining what that project manager is going to do in your company is huge. They should be defined as project managers, not project managers slash operations slash marketing slash social media. Because exactly. Because project managers, we manage the work. We manage the work. We manage the people. We manage the project. We, you know, how can we do like these other things and still be proactive and understand what our projects are doing? You know, we're really focused on making sure that that project is successful, and doing 2 to 3 or 4 to jobs, you know, in the companies, it's just really is not going to work. So the first thing I would say for small businesses, when you hire a project manager, they're going to do project management work and define it as a project manager role. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself in trouble and then realize like, well, why are these projects is not happening? Well, because you got me doing, you know, 2 or 3 different things. Every company does project management differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll never go to another company. Like I used to work for Xerox and I used to work for, you know, General Motors. They do project management differently. They still use the same methodology, but the way they do it and the techniques and tools that they use are totally different. So just be aware that, you know, how you do it is not what another company is doing. So you can take that process and tailor it to your business so that it's for you and not for somebody else.
You know what's so funny, Saria, and you know this, but I've got a job posting out there for project manager right now. You would not believe the things that I'm getting. I get somebody with their title is like project manager slash operations manager slash program coordinator slash marketing. And I'm like, what? What? Because I will tell you, somebody with a project management skill set is not a marketer. No offense. But, you know, I mean, there's like attention to detail and some strategic thinking and all of that. But marketing is completely over here in a completely different area. So it's really funny what I'm getting in response to that ad that is very clearly a project manager role.
It is. I read it. I helped her. I was like, yeah, this is good. This is what project managers do, right?
Yay, I did it right.
Yeah.
Isn't it the cool title, right? That's the cool title that everybody wants is I'm a project manager. But I'm here to tell you people, if you ever sat for that exam, you will have an attitude with someone who says they're a project manager.
So you're certified as well.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That exam was worse than me getting into grad school.
Really?
That exam, I had to take it. I'm going to tell people, don't get upset if you take it once and fail.
Yeah.
That is actually normal. Mm-hmm. I took it twice. The first time I was just destroyed. Oh my God. Second time I took it, company sent me out to California. So I'm studying and learning a new job. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Get back home. February, I'm taking it. I go in. I'm like, okay. So they have you take up your stuff, put your stuff in there. And at the end, it waits and it goes dark. And you're just sitting there and it seems forever. And you're just like, and it comes, doo-doo-doo, sorry, or like, well, congratulations. So you're just sitting there now. You got to be quiet.
Brutal.
And so I'm sitting there, and it goes, congratulations. So I popped out the chair. People are still taking their exams. Oh, I'm like, I don't care. And I walk out and I'm like, I pass. And the guys are yelling at me that are the people that to help
proctors,
us.
Yeah.
The proctors. They're like, ma'am, come back. I said, no, look at the computer. I pass. Like, I'm out of here. He goes, but where's your keys to your car? I was like, oh. I was so like, please don't let the computer be wrong.
If I get out of here quick enough, it's not going to tell me that I didn't pass.
Right? Because after you fail, you're like, oh my God, I need to. It's like, it's that hard.
I felt like that about my real estate license years ago. I got my real estate license, and again, I already admitted I'm not great at math. Clearly, a lot of math in there. I panicked. I sweated out. It was awful. I did pass the first time because I told my family, like, I will never do this again. So I have to get this right the first time.
Yes, and that's what people don't like. We go through a lot to get
this,
our certification. Yeah. Like, the application process is not always the easiest thing. Then you got to go and you got to have another class to get ready for the exam. Mm-hmm. You take the exam, hopefully you pass, that's great. But then you also have to do education every 3 years to keep it certified. So Sorrell and I made this pact, like, we will die with that card on our chest, and we will make sure we go up to the casket to see if they forgot to put it on there. Like, that's how much you will hold on to your certification, because there's not a lot of us in the United States with that certification.
What I love hearing is there's this sense of pride, right? So through all the humor, there's this deep sense of pride and knowingness. And so it's not a term, it's not a title to throw around loosely, and it's such an integral part of our businesses. That's clearly what I'm getting from our conversation. Megan, when you work with folks and you're designing websites or you're building their digital media funnels or platform or whatever it is, you're utilizing project management in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you find that folks struggle with it from, hey, she's smiling.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you've got to be really good at managing the project and making sure that they're doing what you need them to do. Otherwise, you can't produce for them on the other end of it. Speak a little to about what you're hearing.
Yeah. So I did build Saria's and Renee's.
Is she a decent customer? No, just kidding.
She's probably better than me.
I was super intimidated. I was super intimidated working with Saria's just because I know she's a project manager. Like, is she going to know that I'm not, I don't
certified?
Have all my steps in place and all of that. But it is super important to have that plan in place. Mine might not be a perfect plan, but it's important that we have a plan. I lay that out before we even get started so people understand it. It's the difference between having a website with Renee and Saria. We had theirs done on time within the scope of the project versus other people, and probably even sooner, I think, on both of them, actually. Mm-hmm. Renee's was done in 2 weeks and Saria's was done in I think, 4 to 6 mm-hmm. weeks. So having that plan in place makes all the difference versus those people that miss the deadline, or don't take to heart that plan. You know, 9 months later, they're still waiting.
Yeah, and I want to interject there.
I'm still waiting for them.
Yes.
And I want to interject there because it's not just about having the plan in place, but these two respect the plan.
Yes.
And that's huge because so people that are listening, that's what happens when you respect the plan. Respect the damn plan.
Yes,
yes,
girl.
Yes. And so for me, one of the things that I'm implementing this year is more of a visual plan for people. So setting up a client portal where they can see, here's my phases. Focus on this. Here's the next phase. Don't worry about your launch until you have your content. Those types of things, people get ahead of themselves in project management They want to go to the end goal away.
Because it's flashier, it's
snazzier,
and it's more tangible, but you've got to put things in place.
Yeah.
So question for you, Megan, how can a business tell if they're ready to work with a website designer? Like, at what point either they, you know, they're new to their own business, they've had a chance to work with Renee, and then they're ready to put themselves out there, or they've had a website and, you know, how do they know it's time to work with you?
So number one, they're ready to be teachable is super important. They have to be ready to take advice. They can't think that that they know everything. Mm-hmm. The second thing for me is they have to be ready to move. So working with Saria again, she was one where I know I want to hire you, but I'm not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And I loved that because once she was ready to hire me, she was ready to go. So many people, they want it to happen, but they don't want to commit to it. So if you're not ready to commit and make it happen, don't get started.
Well, and I think that goes back to Lisa's kind of, yes, you know, jabbing and joking, yeah, about respecting the plan. She knew it was going to require, mm-hmm, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yes.
A, yeah, lot of probably heavy lifting on your part because you knew the gold you had in working with Megan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you were ready to do it and ready to listen and be teachable.
Yes.
As well as get her what she needed when she needed it.
Absolutely. So those are some of the things, but also you need to be far enough in your business that you have your crap figured out. I don't recommend people just launch a website right away, mm-mm, if they're still working through their business and what it's going to evolve to and what it's going to be. Your website is always evolving. It's never done. Right. But you have to know what your services are. You have to know what you're selling. You have to know your messaging before you can really get started and have it be effective.
Or you can be like Lisa and I and spend tens of thousands of dollars having six or seven different...
Why do you got to keep bringing mine in?
I know. Leave me out of that.
The nice thing is that we're finally high five on the, yes, other end of that. Like, we, yes, know our lane. We know what we're doing. Yes, there's that high five. But I don't think we're unique. And that's why I keep mentioning,
yeah,
your,
yeah,
name.
Right. No, you're
like,
totally,
thanks a lot, Karen. Never coming back. But... I wish I had someone like you,
yeah,
to say, you know, I look forward to working with you when you're ready.
Yes.
You're not ready. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Do you, yes, have those conversations with folks?
I do. And it's sometimes hard. Yeah. People, it's hard to turn away money.
Especially because some of them aren't going to hear you. They're going to think you're wrong. And they're going to go do business with somebody
they
else.
Do.
And look a hot mess.
Yes.
And look a hot mess. So, yes, boo-boo, that's you who's wrong. And stick with her. Like, that's what happens.
It's kind of like real estate. So I mentioned I had my real estate license years ago. I didn't stay in it very long. But I remember being keenly aware that when you hire that first realtor and they tell you to price your house accordingly and you don't do,
oh,
that,
yeah,
and you don't, mm-hmm, listen, and then you're angry with them
the
because
forever.
It's on the market forever. And then now you're pissed off. You're forgetting the conversation that they said, we're going to do this. But I'm going to encourage you to price it here, right? And then they say, we're not working together anymore. They go hire that second, sometimes even third realtor and end up selling it for that price that the first person quoted, right? So there, ugh, I'm sure there's some of that. But I'm thinking that with you just having gotten to know you in this short little time that we've been talking, you're a person of integrity and you would rather be honest and not just,
absolutely,
you know, not put a job together for them when they're not ready.
Yeah.
And rather say, hey, come back to me if and when you're ready out of integrity and or watch them go and have difficulty with it.
Absolutely.
But not on your dime or time.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. The other thing it's sad for me is when people get started too soon. I have a client right now that I'm working on. She got started too soon on her own. And she said, I had a hard time actually hiring you because I was worried about the money. But she realized a year later that she spent double the money
easily
to do it herself,
yes, mm-hmm,
and all the time it took. But now it's still not what she wants. It still doesn't have the features she needs. And she's wasted all that time and money.
Okay, so talk to us then the difference between the web designer working with someone like you or doing it yourself project, right? I mean, that's what are the benefits? I mean, I'm hearing the benefits already,
yeah,
but speak really clearly to that. Why? I couldn't even imagine. Like, I have a hard time even doing some of the things I have to do for Phoenix Business Radio,
yeah,
let alone, you know, going into a website that's already been designed for me.
Yeah. So a lot of people get started and in their businesses, they're brand new in business. They don't have a lot of capital to put out there. And so they say, I'll just go on YouTube and I'll figure it out, right? We can learn anything on YouTube. But the problem with that is you don't know what you need to learn to really be effective. And so for this client, she thought she needed all of these add-ons, these programs that would help her. But really, she could have gone with the more simple program and had it done.
And those add-ons can be expensive sometimes,
yes, right? Hundreds of dollars,
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, recurring.
Recurring. Yes. Those subscription things. Yeah.
That, or slow down your website. Yeah. And you definitely don't want that.
Or, right.
Or telling on myself.
Or shut down your website. Or you might go with the wrong host.
Right.
Or you might.
Right.
There's so many aspects of it that when you're a brand new business owner, you're just like, give me all the information, give me all the information. And you do whatever anybody says. But again, you kind of have to have the blinders on in any project that you do that let's focus on what the tasks are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen it over and over again. People who want to build it themselves, they end up spending 2 or 3 years building their website, whereas you could have had it done in 6 to 8 weeks on average.
And then they don't want to let it go, even though it's not working for them.
Exactly.
They've spent all that time. They've spent all that money. They may be, you know, all excited about the color scheme or some other, some things, aesthetics that don't really matter.
Yeah.
But they're unwilling to part with it.
To let it go. Yeah, that's a big part of it. But think of all the time you could have been selling.
Exactly what I was just going to say. Like, what have you just not been doing? It's an avoidance tactic, right?
Absolutely.
Like, stop building your dang website and go sell some
services. The stuff that you're good at.
So you can pay for your damn website.
Exactly.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Totally.
But I find with Megan, because people look at my program and I have website way down in the bottom. And people are like, well, why is it not up top? And I'm like, do you have a lead magnet, something to bring people in?
Yeah.
Do you have a package to offer them? Do you have an email sequence to nurture them? Do you have a blog which gives you content? Do you know what your message is? Do you know what your title is? So if you don't know any of that, she's the last person you need to talk to.
Right.
Those are unique content to go on the website.
Yeah.
Colors, it's like, yeah, you need that, but she can help you with that. She can help you with fonts. What you need is your message and your content to go with the message. Even let's say you don't even have a program, at least have content.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have content on there, what do you have a website for?
Yeah.
And so most people think a website is it's cute.
Well, you know? Once upon a time,
it's kind of exciting.
It was okay to do that. Right.
Well, we thought it was.
Hey, probably don't bring me into this.
But the website takes place, replace of the brick and mortar in my world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of having the store, your store is now the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you need to think of it in that way. You need to have one, but would you go to a store that looks crappy? You wouldn't go.
Or a store that stays the same, like it never appears to be open, right? Because a website has to be
evolving and
changing. New content, you know, just staying up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've never thought about it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Like somebody had content on 2013.
Exactly.
Unacceptable.
Right.
The world changes about every 3 years.
You know what the biggest peeve is for me? The digital marketer or the web designer who has not updated their website.
Right.
Yes. And why would, or the guy or gal who's telling me through LinkedIn or through an email, you know, I want to do your social media for you, or we want to do your website. And I go look at theirs and they
there's
have like
nothing.
15 followers. I'm like, what makes you think that I'm going to hire you if you are not even making sure that you're putting your brand and your best foot forward?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
We're getting kind of near the end of our segment.
Sorry.
Doesn't it go?
I know.
Who's apologizing?
That was good.
This has been fun. I want to make sure, and we've got plenty of time. We've got about 10 minutes. I want to make sure before we kind of wrap it up that each of you have an opportunity to talk a little bit more in depth about your respective businesses. So if I can start with Renee, I think you already spoke to this, but let me make sure. How do you know when you should leave your business, or excuse me, when you leave your job full time to pursue? I mean, like what's the magic?
When you should leave your job
to
full time? Your business should be up and running. That's one.
Oh, okay.
It should be making your take-home pay at least 3 months consecutively, minimum, should you leave. Now, that's the ideal situation. 9 times out of 10, and that happened to me. I tell people I did everything wrong,
you
can do everything right.
Welcome to our
world. But, you know, sometimes...
Hi, honey, I left my job. I'm going to be a business owner.
I wish mine was that nice. I think I told off my boss. My mom's like, yes, I think we need to look. I'm like, yeah, I think so. That needs to happen. And so that's the ideal. Like, if you can be in that situation, that's the time to go ahead and transfer on over into your own business, because you know your systems are working, you're bringing in the income, and at minimum, it's your take-home pay that you have from work, so you can sustain yourself. That's ideal what you want to do before you leave your job. If you stuff happens, life is life. Sometimes you jump out there. Sometimes you can't sit in that situation. I would say do what you have to do for the betterment of your well-being mentally, but get a part-time job.
Yes.
Like get a part-time job and then go ahead and start doing the business on the side. And you until that you get to that point that you're comfortable that the business, that the baby business is feeding itself, right? And you don't have to feed the baby anymore. So that was what I would say to people.
And how do people find you? I mean, we'll talk about websites and all that, but do you, you know, say I'm working for a large corporation, how do I find you?
I'm all over social media. It's not a social media you will not see from me. I learned this from Megan. So kudos to Megan because she got on me. And what she said was, I should be able to track you one way, right? On social media. Mm-hmm. And so my tag for everything is job exit strategy.
Love it.
You go to Twitter, same thing. You go to Pinterest, same thing. You go to Facebook, same thing.
The RFP success company. Yes. Right? Yes. Doesn't have to be more complicated.
Right.
Than
job
that.
Exit strategy, LinkedIn, everything you go to, you can find me. Mm-hmm. So just think, I want to exit my job and I need a strategy. See how that works? So job exit strategy. I'm anywhere on all social media platforms. Uh-huh. You can definitely reach out. You can DM me. You can say, hey, I heard you. Or just ask a question. I'm really the kind of person that I like to help. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know if you're ready, talk to me because I'm very honest. That's one thing people will tell me to a fault. I will tell you the truth. I will say, yes, you're ready, or no, you're not ready. And here where you need to go over here. I never like to leave someone without a resource because I know what it feels like to be left like that and not to be able to help you because they think they too good. I am never too good to help you. I will always leave you in the direction you need to go, even if it's not for me, because if it's not for me, that's better for me and you to know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Same point we were saying about Megan and web design, right?
Right.
So it's as simple as a conversation, reaching out.
Just reach out.
Maybe, and if you're not sure, start following her on one of the social media platforms or all of them.
Yes. Or YouTube.
Yeah. And I love your directness. You know, I that's really important to be clear, because when we're working with a consultant and they're not willing to be straight up with us, and then we get down the road and we start to think, God, were they just in this for the money? Because I'm left not having received what I expected to get.
Yeah. And that's a terrible... It's a lot of people out like that in my industry. She calls me all the time and we talk about that, about feeling like they're inauthentic.
Yes.
You know, and nobody wants to give you money and not kind of halfway think they know who you are. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, I was growing up and my mom told me one day, you're really not good at lying. I think you need to try something
else.
Right. And I was like, you're absolutely right. So I was just like, I'm honest because I want you to know what you're getting. Right. And you get to make the decision just like I do. Is this going to work between us?
Yep.
Because it's nothing worse for a business owner for us to have your money and you're a nightmare client to us.
Yeah.
We did not leave our job to have someone be a nightmare for us. Yeah. Like, that's not what we left for. So we don't want a nightmare client. So we do want to talk to you and we do want to put you in the right direction. But you need to know me. And so I show people, I say, I love Jesus and I cuss. I just try to make them at the end of the sentence. But if you're the type of person that don't like cussing, I'm not your girl. Like, you have to
know.
And that's okay. Exactly. But at least you know who you get. And I have a sense of humor. You don't like to laugh? I definitely don't want you.
Right.
I love to laugh. I enjoy life. I'm honest. I'm direct. I don't mind making you uncomfortable for the best of you to come out.
Yes.
Oh, and that's gosh. Who yes. I am.
That,
right?
So that's the theme, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing from each of you. This yeah. is all about helping bring out the best in people, whether it's the Absolutely. RFP proposal, it's making sure that they are reaching their goals mm-hmm. and hitting their marks through project management. You're helping them transition out of a job into their own business, or you're putting their best foot forward out there digitally, websites, social media, you name it. That's what we're doing. And you have to have that candid, authentic, straight up conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have time for anything else.
No.
You know, I don't have time for it, and you don't have time for it.
I had a conversation this weekend, and that was a very hard conversation to have, and made some decisions that I hadn't expected to, based on the fact that this person wasn't willing to hear my feedback. Mm. Actually, even said to me, "I don't want to meet. We don't need to meet in person again." And then said, "Hey, you know, you need to decide what you want to do." I'm like, "Well, it's been decided. if we're not going to clean this up, there is no relationship. There is absolutely no reason for us to move forward, because I believe in straight up, you know, hardline communication. And if you can't handle it, I'm not the best fit for you."
Yeah. Right. And just like project management as well, you know, sometimes businesses will hire project managers and say, "Okay, I want this project done in like 3 weeks and I'm giving you a $2,000 budget." Be like, "Okay, that's fine." They're like, "No, that's not going to happen." So you got to have those tough conversations like, "No, I need more time and I need more money. If not, then we have to look at the scope, or, you know, de-scope it or mm-hmm. something like that." But you have to have those type of conversations and say, "This is not going to happen."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
On that note, can you let us know, Saria, where folks can get a hold of you, and what does it look like to begin working with you?
Well, I'm a little over social media as well.
Thanks to Megan.
Exactly. Also, I like to educate individuals about project management. So I partnered with Greater Phoenix Score. Oh, okay. And I do workshops on project management. And I have a workshop coming up calling Your Roadmap to Success, How to Plan Your Projects. And that's on April 16th. And it's free.
Very good. Where is that, at the Score office? Or where?
It's at the Black Chamber. They have it all over this the Valley, but this one's at the Black Chamber.
April 16th. That's April 16th. Saturday?
No. It's a Tuesday.
Sorry, Tuesday.
Yes.
Free of charge?
Free of charge.
Okay.
As well. And then also I do a lot of volunteer work, so I am
everywhere. Say it again for the people in the back. Yeah, I see her everywhere.
I'm a venture mentor for ASU for the Entrepreneurship and Innovation, and they're having their demo day April 17th on Friday.
17th.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Okay. Whatever that
if
Friday is.
The 16th is a Tuesday.
19th. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay. 19th.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Close enough.
And they do their pitches. So they have startups who want to, they're looking to fund their venture. So they get up there and they talk about their business and see if they can win some money. So I kind of mentor some of those startups. And a lot of the conversations that we had today, I have with them as well, right? Kind of be honest. So like, okay, I don't know if they're going to give you money because you haven't proven anything, right? Have you tested your concept? Mm-hmm. Do you have any customers? Do you have any followers? Okay, we need to start there first.
But better to hear that from you as a consultant and a guide and, you know, coach with quotes around it. But someone there to mentor and help than to stand in front of the venture capitalists and have them go, "Yeah, you're wasting my time."
Exactly. So, you know, we all have experience. When we started off, so I'm like, I'm trying to help you not to make mistakes I made when I first started. So, you know, website, social media, and, you know, like I said, workshops and, you know, you see me around the Valley networking.
Right. Saria, is the website Orchestrating Your Success?
It's OYSLLC.com.
Okay, OYSLLC.com.
Yes.
And the social media under your name usually, or OYS as well?
Under my name.
Okay.
On LinkedIn, mostly LinkedIn, but I'm on also Twitter and Facebook.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. And before we go to Lisa, Megan, Geeked Out Media. Geeked Out Media.
Yes.
Do you have a website?
I do. Believe it or not, I'm one of the
under
few.
Construction.
although I haven't updated it since 2010. No,
that's always been something that's bothered me in the industry. And so I do have a website out there. You can contact me, and I do post content regularly.
And what is it like to get started working with you? Is it just
It starts with a questionnaire generally. Mm-hmm. I want to see where you're at in your website. experience and what you need. Mm-hmm. And so they'll fill out a questionnaire. Then we'll have a conversation together one-on-one to see, are they giving me a nightmare, or are they really ready, or did they lie on their questionnaire? So we'll have that conversation, and then it'll go to proposal and things like that. But it's just a easy conversation. I like to get to know people and become their friend. As you can see, that's my goal, is to be their partner for life, not just one and done or quick, take your money and run.
Yeah, Renee spoke to that. Just really, you know, that friendship, even if it's just a business alliance or friendship forms.
Absolutely.
It's there, hopefully, long term.
And it gets you on the radio.
Apparently.
Nice to your business,
Saria,
friends.
Pay them under the table.
Exactly.
And apparently, I'm going to need to pay Lisa. I forgot to ask you too, Serena. I think I know the answer to this. You work with folks out of state, right? I mean, this is your business is all over.
Yeah, all over internationally.
Yeah.
Just call me.
Yeah, we're just lucky to have you here in Arizona.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, gosh, our pleasure. So, Lisa, how does someone know that they are ready to start, you know, putting themselves out there through RFPs? Is that a question?
Wow, that's a kind of a loaded question. You know, if you want to do business with the government, and some large corporations, you're going to have to respond to RFPs.
Period.
Plain and simple. Yep. Absolutely. So if you haven't gone down that road yet, just know you're going to have to trip over yourself a little bit. You're going to have to bid on a few. You're going to lose a few. You might want to partner with somebody, out of the gate to get used to that process on somebody else's, through somebody else's process, or of course, you can always hire us to help you.
Right. And you work with folks in a lot of different capacities. I know the RFP Success Company has an academy and consultative services. Can you tell us a little bit about the scopes of your services?
Yeah. So you can get to us wherever you are. So we have a podcast, so free information that gives you a lot of education and knowledge around how to do better, but also even how to get started and what you need to do. We have an institute, the RFP Success Institute, which is an online training platform that is a low cost of entry. It's more DIY. Go in and do trainings, of which I hope someday Saria will do a guest project management training for us.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then we do consulting, strategic peer review, and then support services. So project management and things like that to help support you in your response of RFPs.
Love it. Where's the podcast? We can find it on what platforms?
Yeah. So it's on Google Play, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. And you can go to the RFPSuccessShow.com and you can listen to it there as well.
Am I allowed to brag that I gave you wings when you
totally gave me wings?
It's so fun because
she did.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
So
totally.
When I started the studio, and we always like to talk about this, especially on social media when the memory pops up. But we were at a spring training game with our friends Danine and Pete, I can't even say their last name, Meneciotis, something like that, who are realtors, and they invited us, just they're part of their family. And I was so excited about the possibility of opening the studio. And Lisa and our friend were just so great about, like, you know, Karen, this can be yours alone. I was worried about bringing on a partner. And it was just that, you know, that dynamic conversation that we have with our dear friends. And then, I don't know, a couple of weeks, maybe 2 months later, I'm back in front of Lisa again. I'm like, okay, now that I'm doing the studio and it's a real thing, I need my first sponsor, which in our world is sponsor and host. And so Lisa's like, okay, well, let's do this. What does this look like? And she did her podcast with us for several months and loved it so much. Had to retool it, right? Because we always have to make sure that we really are doing what fits with our message, our business, and who we want to be in front of. And what we had created wasn't the perfect fit. And now look at you. It's been, how long has it been that you've been doing?
So since September, I think, of 2018 is when I launched the podcast. So I think earlier that year is when I did Radio X.
Right. But this podcast you're doing now, it's been almost a year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, that's
and really, I've been following you, you know, obviously on social media. And I just love to see the lineup of guests, the content. Mm-hmm. It really, you're informing and giving so much away already. Like, you know what I mean? If people are just listening, they can learn so much And you also are very clear that, like, look, this is a lot. We know that. So let us help you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I don't know that I would have jumped into the podcast without doing this first. And, you know, Karen, for those of you who don't know her very well, like, keep listening to these shows because she's brilliant at it. This is, it's kind of funny to think back about that baseball game when she was like, should I not? And we were like, yeah, do it. You can do it on your own. And now it's like, really? It was such a no-brainer moment. But she also taught me how to do this in a different, look at it from a different perspective versus just the tunnel vision that I was going down at the time. Yeah. And so you taught me a ton. So yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're welcome. I'm thrilled to have you back. And we laughed when I answered the door when you got here. I'm like, we knew that you were coming because I saw your guest form come through, but we didn't like, text what? Each other.
No.
We didn't like, we knew we'd land here, smile, give each other a hug. And that's what's so great. And I really sense that, you know, the three of you in your relationships, that's how it works, that you just, when you know somebody so deeply and you honor and respect them and can have those candid heart to heart conversations that help up level people, mm-hmm. you know, you'll never forget those people in your life.
Absolutely. I love it when women help women.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
So important for us to help each other.
It is. Know, it's critical.
Be successful.
Yeah. Love it. Well, these are a group of women who most certainly need to be in your life. I want to thank you guys all again for being on Phoenix Business Radio. And have I asked? I know we've told everybody. It'll be once it's a live, or excuse me, once it's a podcast, we'll have all the information you shared and hot links and everything. But how do we find you, Lisa? I don't know that I was real clear about that.
Yep, the RFPSuccessCompany.com is the best place. And then social media, I'm either Lisa Rehurick or RFP Success.
Great. All right. So you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.